Nick, your office today officially announced some federal funding for the town of Orchard Park, $120,000, in fact, through the U.S. Department of Transportation Safe Streets and Roads for All program to develop a Bills Stadium Safe Streets Action Plan. Feel free to take us through what this entails and what this is, what significance this carries for the town of Orchard Park.
Well, we are thrilled that we've gotten the DOT to award this money to the town of Orchard Park. As you know, the construction of the new Highmark Stadium is a transformational opportunity. You know, you see these stadiums in other parts of the country. When a new stadium comes in, it creates a lot of development opportunities. But we have to always make sure that we have pedestrian safety, especially in a tailgate-friendly environment like we have, where, you know, the pedestrian activity is part of what fuels the team. You know, this stadium draws hundreds of thousands of people to Orchard Park every single year. And the $120,000 that we were able to secure through DOT will help create a plan and develop a comprehensive safety action plan focused on improving, you know, pedestrian and motorist safety in the area surrounding the new Highmark Stadium. And this plan assesses existing conditions and recommends targeted infrastructure improvements in the future, whether it be wider sidewalks, upgraded curb ramps, enhanced crosswalks, with an emphasis on reducing serious injury accidents and preventing fatalities.
I know that this has kind of gotten a little bit of talk from some legislators and other local leaders here in Western New York, you know, who represent Orchard Park. What have they been expressing to you in hopes of getting this type of funding or whatever else to be able to make the streets of Orchard Park right around Highmark Stadium safer?
Well, you know, game day is always a high stress day in Orchard Park, whether it's from our volunteer fire services that are there. I've talked to them quite a bit about the topic, Erie County Sheriff's Office. But you have hundreds of thousands of people over the course of a season that come into Orchard Park, which is a mostly a bedroom community. I mean, there's in a few days a year, it's transformed into the destination for the region, and people from all over the country come in. Having this new stadium, you know, come up is a transformational opportunity. We can either embrace it and put the correct developments in place that will help us capitalize on this, you know, multi-billion dollar investment, making it not just a place that people visit on game day, but to create amenities where people that travel to Western New York year round can use. And this grant is a smart use of taxpayer dollars. One, public safety has to always come first. And we can help draw a blueprint to make sure that as we're dealing with any infrastructure changes that have to come in due to the new Highmark Stadium, that we're doing so focused on keeping, you know, the people on foot safe. And that is something that, you know, we're very fortunate to have great professionals at the Erie County Sheriff's Office and all the Orchard Park Police, as well as all the volunteer fire service. But any emphasis we can do to modernize those efforts is really critical. And hopefully these federal funds will go to help that overall effort that the state, the county, and certainly the township are undertaking.
Was Orchard Park on the top of the list for a comprehensive study like this in your eyes, or was there just a number of different municipalities, locations that were up for this, but Orchard Park, given the fact that the new stadium is coming in, was selected for this study?
I think no doubt that the application for Orchard Park is really, you know, driven by the fact that we have a brand new stadium coming in, and there will undoubtedly be new developments and new infrastructure put in at that point. So, you know, I think it's timely, it's necessary, and it's something that we have to be focused on, making sure that the fan experience and the public is kept safe at all costs. So hopefully we can invest some federal dollars here to help draw the blueprints that are necessary for anything that comes down the road.
You obviously represent the people of Orchard Park, and I'm sure that you've been around the stadium. What in your eyes do you feel is paramount with, you know, enhancements to safety for pedestrians for these Bills games? I mean, is there anything in your mind that you're hoping that this study will concretely prove that you've seen in your years of being around the area?
Well, in my fandom, I've certainly spent plenty of time, walking down Abbott Road, going into there during my season ticket holding years, for sure. I would think that wider sidewalks on Abbott would make sense, but I'll leave that to the professionals and the people that are going to conduct the study. I mean, that's their industry, their business. Undoubtedly, there'll be consultancies that are brought in that do these things around the country. And you want to have the best fan-friendly, pedestrian-friendly environment possible around a stadium like this, but at the same time not change things in such a way where the rest of the year things are not utilized the appropriate way. And I know that the town leadership in Orchard Park's got a lot of decisions ahead of it. Is they're going to consider new developments in the town and things to capitalize on having this new destination for people to come in and hopefully spend, their resources and tourism dollars, here in Orchard Park and throughout the South Towns. This, is something that we have 32 NFL cities, and we are so blessed to have the Bills here, as the person that represents the stadium. I know that I meet people from all over the country every single week, and one of the first or second things out of their mouth is Buffalo Bills. This is our identity. And we're, in terms of population, we're not a city that on any chart should have an NFL team, but we do. And we're going to have them for a long time, thanks to the investment here by the Pegulas and by the state in the localities that have ensured that the Bills will stay here so that our kids and hopefully our grandkids can enjoy this team for years to come. So I'm excited to play, a role here. And anything, we can do to help Orchard Park along the way, make sure that we're getting the most utilization out of this facility, I think is really important, because when you have opportunity, you have to answer the door.